Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. Thanks. Glad to hear it. Well, today we have an interesting show for all of you. We're talking about how to utilize the astral realm and connect with it here on the planet as human beings. And, you know, we talk about this, I'm sure, in many different ways that you can listen to in the archives. You know, this topic's come up before, but we're going to get more into specifics today. Of course, you can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You may also join us on Facebook or Twitter. We have a few callers in the queue. So, callers, you're going to be getting a reading as soon as we finish the instructional part of the show. But Neil, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Well, we don't have a lot of time. It's a dense subject. Talk about density. The astral realm is actually, it's a word we commonly use, but we don't always accurately describe what its real content is. The astral realm is something well beyond the experience of our physical identity and our physical realm. And what we have in the astral realm is really that the astral realm is part of the process of the soul that is within us, that our bodies occupy, our bodies being a temporary abode for the soul, and therefore the soul is sort of inside the body, and inside that soul is also the spirit, which is the highest form of our energies. Now that soul, And that spirit and that soul that is encompassed within the body has a link to the astral realm. Now, that astral realm is actually a much higher realm that we go to that is not really composed of any physical matter.
Right, so we're connected to the... Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, we're connected to the astral realm, but, you know, we were talking yesterday or 2 days ago in the process of writing our book or compiling notes for the book that we're working on together. And we were discussing humans being born of the earth versus born of the astral realm, which is interesting that you should bring this up. So how are we connected to the astral realm? If most of us, I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, if most of us are indeed connected to the earth and are born of the earth, and are we talking about the breath that God breathes into us? Is that our connection with the astral realm?
Well, the breath that God breathes into us has to do with our soul, our spirit. That's an entirely different thing. Otherwise, we're just a physical being. It's a phenomena in and of itself, but we're a physical entity. The soul and the breath of God allows us to be part of God's kingdom, of that higher realm beyond the physical realm that we live in. That astral realm is devoid of karma. We do not have karma in the astral realm because in the purity of the astral realm, we're beyond the earth now. We're a pure soul and spirit.
Even though there's demonic elements, I mean, there's, you know, we're dealing with, there is duality in the astral realm.
Well, there's duality in the astral realm, but there's a difference between entering the astral realm in the form of your physical state. Because every time we enter the astral realm, as long as we're alive, we're still attached to our bodies on the planet by the silver cord. So we still have that connection via the fact that we are alive and breathing in the physical body. So it's a different. There's a difference. It's like saying we can go into the ocean and skin dive or scuba dive or get an apparatus where we can breathe underneath the ocean, but we are not of the ocean. We don't live in the ocean. We can visit the ocean, but we have to be pulled out of the ocean. We can't stay there.
Right.
Well, the astral realm is very much that way. We aren't an inhabitant of the astral realm, but we visit the astral realm. The pure habitation of the astral realm is devoid of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a quick analogy to use.
Okay.
And in that regard, then we're in a different sphere because now we're getting into a higher element of energy and vitality that is well beyond anything that the Earth has within its grip of our gravitational pull to this planet. We have a connection to the Earth because of karma.
Okay.
And we have a connection to the Earth because we are on an evolving cycle. Well, it's not really an evolving cycle because a cycle repeats itself, but we're on an evolutionary, multi-dimensional plane that we're trying to get to. We're on the beginning of that, the very base of that energy, until we can supersede and transcend beyond that realm and get into the astral realm where we can now gain knowledge of the spirituality of existence and much higher vibrational energies that really are not typically defined by human language. It's a vibrational energy.
Right.
In fact, the very aspect of what we get into in terms of the astral realm, or what I want to ultimately get into, is also called the etheric double. There's a difference between our etheric self and our astral realm. A lot of our listeners may have heard of these terms, the
mm-hmm.
etheric double, the etheric body, and the astral body. It's called the etheric double because it's really, that is the intermediate zone between the physical body and the astral body. It's called our etheric body. That's usually what we see as that mist of energy around us. It's sort of an extension of our human form. It has a human kind of dimension to it, but it's etheric. And so it's sort of like the ghost-like figures. When we see phantoms or disembodied energies, those are usually etheric double energies. They take on a certain air of a certain color. They can be purple, gray, or blue-gray in their formation of color because they still have a vitality of color. And in them, they're very connected to our bodies. In fact, not to get too confusing because I'm using two terms here, the astral realm, which the etheric double can enter. Remember, that etheric double is sort of the next stage beyond the physical body. So you have the physical body, the etheric double, and then the astral body. And we are just not composed of one body. We have a physical body, an etheric body, and an astral body. The astral body basically contains the soul and the spirit in
uh-huh.
its pure sense. But when we're in that etheric realm now, that's where we usually, we sometimes move and we gain the energy. It's called prana. It's the
prana.
Energy
prana.
Of prana. It's the energy of, not prana, not the fish.
Piranha.
Well, prana.
It's
prana.
So cute.
So the energy of of that element, which is really about breath, the bringing forth of breath, or the extension of breath forth. And breath force, we took in the breath of God. We put out the breath of God.
Uh-huh.
So we take it in and we put it out. When we put it out, we actually enter in that vitality of breath and consciousness. We start to leave our bodies. That's why breathing is so important
mm-hmm.
and why it's composed of this breath. We actually leave our bodies and we enter the first stages of a spiritual realm or a mystical realm. And in that realm, we have certain energies that we experience. For instance, in the etheric realm, which has parts of the astral realm in it, we can travel and break through time and visit our past lives. We can travel and see other dimensions within our realm. So indeed, we could even visit upon other planets, other solar systems. Now that's in the that's through astral travel or etheric travel.
Now you talk about no karma in the astral realm. So are we talking about these other universes, that there's no karma in these other universes?
I mean, when we should enter the astral realm while we're alive, we're bringing our karma with us.
I see what you're saying.
So we bring our karma with us. It's like, it's, you know, what's the analogy? It's like saying we can go into the ocean and be in another element, but that doesn't mean we aren't carrying with us our depressions, our likes, our dislikes. We're still of a physical body in that realm because of the attachment and the connection to our physical self.
Hold on just a moment. You know, I just want to let the callers know, because I see that people are getting impatient. We do talk for about 15 minutes before we take calls. So people that are in the queue, you're getting a reading. Just hang on. So
we talk about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's an instructional basis. And, you know, if you're finding yourself getting lost in this idea and it's not really pertinent as to what's, you know, what's going to happen in your life or something, this is still important for some of our listeners because they want to learn a little bit, and it's just not
right.
a matter of just
what job
an hour
they're gonna
of free
get or
readings.
Whatever.
We basically go about 45 minutes of free readings.
Yeah. And so my question is, you're saying if we visit these other universes in our bodies, not in our bodies, but, you know, while we're human beings and we're astral traveling, we're bringing our karma. But what I'm asking, I mean, I'm getting off the subject here, but if you're transcending, say you transcend into the astral realm, you transcend, you're in the soul realm, and then your spirit thereby moves into a different universe and you start to experience life in another solar system, for instance, is there karma in those?
Well,
element.
There's not the definition of karma is more exclusive to the positioning of the earth and the experience of the earth energy and our memories, our brain consciousness of what we've done on this planet. So, basically, when you get into the astral body, you really have no memory in the brain consciousness because you don't have a brain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain is really equipped to handle some esoteric information and universal information from the astral realm. But basically, our brains are equipped to have a consciousness of our memory on this planet. And that's where we have most of the access of our energy. Most of our brain capacity in a conscious state lends itself to our current consciousness, meaning the memory we have in this lifetime. For those of us who have a little bit more depth in the brain capacity, we start to remember our past lives, and we open up our past lives, and that goes deeply. And indeed, our brain can occupy the moment when the earth was created, and we can experience the element, or like a remote viewing of the creation of the earth, man and woman, and all of those kinds of things. Because this was how the word was brought down by God in the first place. God didn't literally come down and write the Bible and talk about the creation. It was given to human beings through God. So that consciousness is an extension.
Mm-hmm.
And we all hold that in the DNA of our brain. We all hold and we have locked into the deep recesses of our brain past life experiences that go back to the general original seed, which would be in literature, Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So that from that point onward, our brains can occupy a universal consciousness to that extent, as much as it can occupy our individual past lives that we have experienced throughout the vehicle of physical identity. So every time that we die, our soul, our spirit, our astral body, and our etheric double get compacted back, pushed back into the body, and the quickest part that we have to consciousness outside of the physical realm would be with this etheric body. In fact, etheric body's kind of nutty. You know, has anyone out there ever experienced just bruises on their bodies and they don't know where it comes from? It's like, yeah, I don't remember having this bruise. The etheric body can actually receive damage in the etheric realm, and in coming into the body, the body can manifest it. That's how close the link is. So it's sort of like think of the etheric body as the clothes on our physical body. The etheric body is that definition in the spirit realm. And that holds a lot of also our memories. It brings in the vitality of knowledge.
Past life memories is what you're talking about. And between life memories.
And between life memories. It has all of that energy going for it. So we can actually draw upon that energy and have an intimate conversation with our higher consciousness, and even from there, travel deeply into our past lives and experience information. Now, a lot of times, our brain isn't equipped to have the memory, because when we're out in our sleeping state and we're out there in the astral realm or the etheric realm and we're moving around, our current conscious brains have a hard time absorbing the memory of that, but that can be done through the vitality of breath and training your breath so that it can collect the memories and retain it from the sleeping state to the wakeful state, or the dream state to the conscious state. And you know, this helps us out because it can help us understand who we are, because even our bodies are a product of our karma. You know, if we're going to have a big nose, or, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, you know, this person doesn't look like anybody in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder who was fooling around with who. I mean, there's a certain definition that we receive our genes and our identity and our code from human beings, but our bodies are also a product of our past lives.
Of course.
So we're building our bodies as we move through time and space. We not only build our identities, our egos, but we build our bodies, and this is the interconnectedness that we have with the other realms.
Okay, well, Neil, I think we should continue this on Monday on our next show, because obviously we've just scratched the surface here, but we do have a lot of callers in the queue, and we want to make sure we get to them as our time is elapsing, as it always does, quickly. So let me bring on our first. So everyone, as I said, that is waiting, we'll get a reading. Just please be patient, because we can't take everyone at once. 630 is our first caller. Good morning.
Oh, hi. You know what? I'm just going to listen, actually. Thank you.
Okay. You have your hand raised, so that's why I pulled you in. Okay, that makes our time a little bit more comfy, but we'll probably get some other callers, too. Let's bring on 216.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Sharon, and what did you need from me? Happy holidays.
Hi, Sharon. Happy holidays to you. Well, we would love to get your birth date and your location.
September 1st, 1965.
Huh?
In Ohio.
Ohio. Have we talked to you before? Your voice is very familiar. 10, 20,
like
30,
way months. Back in the summer. Summer
yeah.
Could have been spring, actually. Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yes.
I'm usually working during the day. Yeah, okay.
Good. Well, now, I said to Neil, we're probably going to get several callers because it's the holiday. So, anyway, welcome back. So, what's your question, Sharon?
Thank you. Well, Neil, hi, Neil. my contract job ended 2 weeks ago, and I wondered, I'm looking for full-time permanent work. Do you see another job coming to me? Oh, what a wonderful Christmas.
Well, while I'm asking you this, you know, Sharon, real briefly, I want to know, at the age of 31, 1996,
yep.
Had a big change in your life?
Yes.
And what happened then?
I got a new job and started a whole new career direction.
Ah. Well, that's a good sign, because now
yeah,
I'm taking...
Yeah, I remember that. I was 31. Go on.
So that's great, Sharon. Now moving forward, and you're going to be probably getting... If we're lucky, you're going to be getting your contracts ending in 2 weeks. You might have a job in 3 weeks.
It already ended, I mean. It did end. It did
end. Oh, it ended 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
well,
it ended a couple weeks ago, yes.
You ended it 2 weeks... Well, then, the third, about 2 weeks ago, you said?
Yep, about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so you could actually get a new job at the end of the third week.
Okay.
So there could, you could, in other words, somewhere within January 5th, 6th, you could find yourself with a new job.
Okay. Could be another contract job or what have you. Okay. I'm looking for permanent, but I will do contract.
Have you ever worked remotely or indirectly with any form of government?
I have not, but a lot of my jobs, I can't even say a lot, all of my jobs, there's always a lot of legality and government stuff involved.
Oh, okay.
But not directly with the government. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of, some of your job, you don't work directly with the government, but you find that in your experience on the job, you're working with a lot
yes.
of legality. Connected to, well, yeah. That's what I'm picking up on. Yeah, you're going to be probably working in the element of somewhere around the first week or after the first week of January, there's going to be something going on. I will say that either your superior or what we call your boss, the one coming mm-hmm. up or the one you just currently left, he was having trouble in his family that might have been known to you. Was there anyone in your last job that was a superior of yours, and you knew that that person was having problems, domestic problems or family problems?
You know, I didn't. But wow, that's interesting. I know that I was a referral from someone. I know he hired me, but no, he was kind of quiet. He didn't really talk about much. I contract, Neil, because the money is decent and they give benefits, at least in the position that I do. But I am looking permanent, but I don't know about anything about the family. I'm trying to think.
Well, then what I think you're going to be entering, Sharon,
okay.
is the
yeah.
next job you go to, you, it's going to be a tribal thing. In other words, the contract, it may be perhaps, but the person that you work under, if that makes sense to you, if you do work under
okay.
somebody in the contract, that person's going to be having some problems in their family. Now, that doesn't directly...
Okay, go on. Sorry.
It doesn't directly affect you, but what it means is that I think what I'm determining is that you're going to be entering a past life tribal unit whereby you
okay.
join again with this tribal unit, and it's in the form of a contract, and you're working for them.
Okay. Wow. Do you know how much I needed to hear that? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so for the first couple of weeks of January, I hear something.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should.
Okay.
You know, if there's any obstructions or delays, it would be worthy to kind of look and see what's popping up in your energy field, because without those in place, you're going to be working within about 2 weeks. What specifically do you do?
Actually, I do a lot of financial. That's what my background is, very strong financial investments. But I do administrative work, so I can do that really anywhere. Like this past contract job, I did trust work. I worked with families with trusts, and I managed them, you know, if they called. You know, we have to give them permission to take money out of the accounts.
Yeah, I got it. Well, that makes sense to me, because that involves
government.
Family unit, tribal unit. So
yeah, you're right.
Trust.
Okay, I gotcha.
See where I'm going, Sharon? I'm getting this feeling that you're going to be working in a family kind of theme, and of course, family trust, getting permission to release funds from that trust for whatever reasons is part of what I'm seeing. And usually that's sometimes considered the release of money under turmoil or need.
I know.
So
you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, Sharon,
okay.
Well...
Thank you so much, both of you. Listen, have a wonderful holiday, okay? Really, your
well,
discussion,
I
was listening to you in depth, boy. You really go deep. Some of that was over my head. But it
is
nice
over
to
your head,
to.
Astral realm. You're
well,
you're great.
It's not only over your head, it's surrounding you, so.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're right
that's
about that. I hope it's over your head and not beneath your head, because then we got a whole different
yeah.
realm we're dealing
you were talking
with.
About hell. Okay,
have
Sharon,
a good day.
Thank you so much. And, of course, Sharon can listen to the archives of the show. You know, of course, we do go deep, but there's a lot of basic information that's in, you know, all of the archives that we have, which is like, I don't know, something like 250 shows, Neil?
Yeah.
So we've been doing this.
Well, you know, I mean, I think if you're going to go in the ocean, you can find a lot under the surface, then you can't just, you know, lingering on the surface. So
that's I agree. Okay, so let me let everybody know what their order is. 337 is next, 402 is second, and then 575 is third. All righty. Good morning, 337.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I am wonderful. I am wonderful. How are you doing today?
Really great. Excited
good,
about the call. So, what's your name?
My name is Candace.
Candace, we've talked to you before, Candace, have we not?
Yes, I have talked in the past about my finances and stuff like that.
And what's your location again?
Louisiana.
CIS, right? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
C-A-N-D-I-S?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from, Candace?
Louisiana.
Okay. And your birth date again for us, please.
Huh?
Your birth date.
November 23rd, 1983.
Uh-huh. 1983. Yes. All righty. What's your question today?
Well, a few months ago, I actually met somebody. Pretty interesting. It was an instant connection, very instant. He's a little older than I am, like 9 years older than I am, which is okay with me because I like older guys.
Me too.
Yes. And he's also said there was a connection there as well. We're friends for now. We're just friends. We're taking things extremely, extremely slow. We both had gone through some things in the past, so we're just trying something new and different. I would love to see where this friendship will go. Do you see anything happening with this friendship?
Well, you're encountering someone from a past life, and the nine-year factor, he's 9 years older than you. Your karma actually goes, you're actually, Candace, a 28-10-1. So there is a factor that 9 years being right next door to 10 years is part of the process that you're experiencing someone from a past life that's kind of, when you met this person in a past life, it was tucked in between your lifetimes, obviously. But this person that I feel that you were connected to in that past life had a lot to do at that time with music. So music centered around.
We're both music. I met him at a music store, and I was actually in there getting some stuff for my instrument. We're both.
What do you play, Candace?
What do I play? I play a lot of instruments. I play all of the woodwind instruments, every one of them.
Oh, wow.
So I play well over 16 instruments, and I play piano as well, and I also sing as well, too. I also have something that's very, very rare. It's a very absolute pitch.
I'm sorry,
so,
perfect pitch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, because, Candace, I'm picking up that the past life connection you had with this person had to do with music. We jump forward to this lifetime, and you're explaining to me that there is now even still a connection between the two of you in music, and you met him in a music store. Unless you said a muse store, I thought.
No, yeah, music store. At a good
a music store.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Store, but that would be an interesting place to go to. So you met him in a music. See, that's what I'm saying. You met him in a music store. So
and the thing about it was, I actually had supposed to meet up with somebody because I have a good friend that works up there. He never misses no date at work at all. And for some odd reason, he was sick that day. I came in. The guy that I'm talking about, he actually met me up. Well, he actually helped me out with the stuff because he works there. And it was so weird because my good friend, he is supposed to come and help me, but But somehow reason he came out with a really bad, he was sick with the flu. He never missed no days. And I, as many times as I've been in there, I've never talked to him or never really met him or anything and really seen him, because he's probably, I've probably passed him and just never looked at him or never passed each other. But first time I laid eyes on him and he laid eyes on me, it was instant connection. And I was like, wait a minute. Okay, this, and it kind of took me by surprise. I'm a little empathic when it comes to, but I, you know, when somebody can really get you in that core of a connection like that, it's something that you cannot. Yeah, people can look at you from the outer point of view, but when we started talking, it was like we've been friends forever, and that was weird.
Yeah.
I don't connect with nobody like that, and I was
Because Candace, you share a past life with him. It had to do with music. You were both musicians in that past life too. You sat beside each other, I think, in an orchestra, and you were fellow musicians. I think you did a little bit of composing together at that point in time, and there might have been something to do with Saison. Is what I'm picking up on. So there was something to do. You should look in a little bit to his variety of orchestral pieces that he did. But anyways, that we're getting into a whole different area. We don't have time for that. But what I do want to say to you is there any classical music interest in this lifetime? It was in the last, you know, they didn't have rock then or rap or anything. Classical music.
Well,
and it's
that's the thing. I produce a little bit, but I am a musician and I play my own. And he's actually more into DJing. He actually does his own music mix. And when I was just kind of like, it's so weird because we both have the same kind of likings of favorite music mix. It's like, you know, a lot of stuff dealing with a lot of mixtures of music. When it comes to music, it tells a story.
There's
no interest
in this lifetime. Is that what you're wondering?
Well, it doesn't matter because back then,
right,
classical music was the music.
Right, I know that.
So
you were curious if it's
if it, there was any
bled
manifestation.
Into this,
but you see, he's more or less DJs are like a conductor,
right?
In a way,
yeah.
So he's graduated to that state, if you will, and so there is a connection between the two of you, Candace. If that's of any help for just a brief a little connection between us today.
Candace, do we have a place where we can find your music?
Right now I'm going through copyright things. So not at this point because I've had people in the past that stolen music from me. And so I've
always give listeners or callers an opportunity
as I get stuff, I would definitely let you.
I know that woodwinds have to like polish their, to make their own reeds. It's a pain.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was like, I hated it.
I got to
do my
own reeds too, you know.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. You've got to move on.
Do you see something there? Do you see something?
We've got to go.
There is definitely past life connection. So there could be potential to transcend the past life connection to something more transcendent. And
okay,
yes, there is,
off track.
There is some potential there for you, Candace.
Okay.
So the answer would be yes.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Sorry to rush through this, but we're getting bombarded here. And, of course, we try to get to every caller, but we've got a lot now to get through, Neil. So, without further ado, let's bring on 402. That rhymed. I did not mean to rhyme. Hello, 402.
Hi, this is Sharon, another Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I saw the topic, and I thought, you know, I need to learn about this.
Yes, good. Well, glad to have you. Where are you calling from, Sharon?
The Midwest.
The Midwest. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. You don't have to give your exact location. What's your birth date? We would like your exact birth date, though.
8/31/57.
8/31/57. And callers in the queue, because we're kind of mixing around before we go to your question, Sharon. I'm taking 575 next. And then 865 just came in. I'll be taking you after 575. Okay, Sharon, go ahead with your question.
Yes. Well, I've been having trouble with neighbors breaking into my house and vandalizing, and I'm wondering if you can tell me a little about who's behind this or where they're getting in.
Well, it's I got to be careful because, you know, when we get into these matters on the air, I'm not going to falsely or even accurately identify anybody because that can get us into trouble. But let me tell you something that I can talk about. Number one, just anywhere on your house, is there a screen door?
Yes, the front door and the back door.
Yeah, screen door. Because I don't, you know, not every house has a screen door. Not every house has that.
Mm-hmm.
But that screen door, I'm going to give you a couple of inside clues. That screen door has something to do with it. Now, is there anybody on the block that owns a pickup truck, to your knowledge, or a truck, an old truck?
Several.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm giving you a little bit of a map to go by so that we're not accusing anybody, but I'm giving you something on the air that will help you out a little bit. Okay? Now, point three, to your knowledge, on your block, have you ever seen a fire truck? Or there been any fire incidences in any of the homes along the block?
Yes, the one that's adjoining me.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now we're moving along, and you're following me, and I'm trying to be very discreet. But these elements will help, should be of clues to you to help you understand part of the trail that leads to the culprit. And
right.
And let me ask you something. Is there anything in your home that could be considered a statue or a beautiful piece? It could be an animal, something. Yeah. Okay. Now, is that still in your possession?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, what I'm going to do, Sharon, is I'm going to, first of all, put a protection around your home.
Thank you.
So what that means is, that, one, I'm working with angels. Two, angels are listening to us. Three, out of my own breath, I'm saying to an angel, go over to Sharon's home and protect her home. That means that potential criminal or trespasser coming into your home is going to get zapped. I'm putting out an energy that it's going to get sabotaged. That something will at least protect your home. And do you have anyone within the family structure itself, meaning your family unit or maybe in the intermediate family, that has problems with you or vice versa?
Yes, in my extended family.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother is very sick right now.
Okay,
and
that,
I know she needs me.
Yeah, that's not to point a finger at anyone. It's just me gathering a certain element of energy substance from you to help put out this protection. So I'm actually gathering things about you on the air, Sharon, to help me put out and apply this procedure of putting protection around your house. And without saying too much over the air, that would, you know, get us in trouble.
Right.
So I'm going to do that for you, and hopefully at least in this brief reading, I've accomplished something. Watch out. The month of October was not a good month for you. Do you recall last October, a couple of months ago? Was that a rough month?
It's been rough. Yes, it's been rough for over a year. But yes.
Okay. Well, what I'm doing, Sharon, is I'm applying my capacity to see beyond my physical space and get into your realm. I'm putting out protection around your home. I'm sensing and feeling the trespassers. I'm hopefully getting an element of capture from, you know, that they'll be apprehended and caught. But in lieu of that, that there's going to be protection around your home, and you know, obviously you want to do everything you can to secure your home in the best way you can. I do have a lingering dog spirit around there. Was there any dog that passed over while you were in that home?
Yeah, they killed him. They poisoned him. And I have one now. I have a new dog now that they are, a puppy that they are trying to mess with.
Yeah, I know. The dog the spirit of the dog that they poisoned, I'm picking up on. And that's why
okay.
I said, oh, I'm going to put up protection around your home, and hopefully this will help in, you know, in the
yeah.
limited amount
and
that we have.
And please include the car, because they sabotaged the car.
Okay, definitely, Sharon. I mean, Eneal's putting out a protection around your whole environment, so it would include the
car.
You
know, I want to share something with you. The dog that passed, that was my son's dog, and my son was killed. And that dog spirit came back here and protected me one night when they
yeah.
were trying to get in. I heard the dog bark, you know, I heard this thud, and then came downstairs and I heard the dog, you know, alarm barking. His name was Buddy.
Yeah.
And I got halfway down the stairs, you know, I'm starting down the stairs, you know, woke up in the middle of the night, you know, groggy, and I hear Buddy alarm barking, you know, at the back door. And I thought, oh, thank God, you know, well, Buddy's there, right? And then as I get down the stairs, I realize Buddy's gone. You know, I didn't
yeah.
even realize he was, because
no.
I recognized
dogs,
the bark, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Sharon, the dog's in spirit, and I connected to the spirit of the dog, so the dog is around the house, it's for sure.
Okay, and Sharon,
thank you.
Let us know how things progress, and you can always get in touch with Neil directly, 562-596-7818. Okay, moving through this list, Neil, we've got 575, then 865, and then we have a caller from 310 who we will reach. I think we're going to get to everyone. We've got about 17 minutes, so about 4 to 5 minutes a person. So these are going to be short readings. 575, if this is Tammy.
Yes, it is. Hi.
It's 720-63-789-19-10-1. Hi, what's your question, Tammy?
I just have a, you know, an urgent need to get my finances in order to start off the new year, and I just wanted to see what that looked like. What do I need to do, and is there anything blocking the way, making things happen?
Right. Okay.
Well, you have your finances in order for the beginning of the year. You're 51 years old, and you don't have a strong element of a money zone. And what can you do to bring that together? There's a relationship. There's trouble in it. There's karma in a relationship that's actually flooding over into the flow of money energy. Have you ever been divorced?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So the element, the karma residual element of that, the residue of that, has found its way like a virus into the element of your money source. Now, it doesn't have to be immediately connected. You may say, you may or you may not say, that makes sense. I'm not saying that it has to make sense. I'm only saying that the karma of one thing has flooded over into the energy of another, so it's metastasized over there. It's formulated an energy over there. And would you say that, Tammy, that divorce, has all those issues from that previous marriage been resolved in your brain and heart and soul?
To the best that I can, you know, understand, yes. However, I do have a son, and there's some, you know, issues with my son, but I think the best
so,
I can.
Okay, so what I would
have.
Do, see, my suggestion, Tammy, is that I think there's a way to get clarity and order in your money zone, but if I were to approach this more deeply, I would go to this left field for a minute and look at the elements around you and your son. There's a way to work through that, and that energy is going to be correlated and connected to getting your money in order, so I think it's very possible. And who in the family or what month, why is April important to you? Who in the family is born in April, or what happened in April, to your best of your knowledge, real quickly?
My son is born in April.
Yeah. So I'm picking up that's where it is. That's my sign from an angel that I've got the right theme to help clarify your money problems. So you go back there, Tammy, and you figure out how, first of all, you personally can resolve some issues with your son, even if you have his cooperation, his participation or not. But you got to talk deeply to your guides and go through that, and we're going to get clearance on your money.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Tammy, for your call.
Thank you.
That's helpful to you. 562-596-7818. You know, as much as we'd like to go into the depth of issues on the radio, it's just not possible. So calling Neil, you can have a deeper investigation of the
Yeah, just not, you know, how do you, it's frustrating for me because I want to help, but
sure.
How can you do it, you know, in
yeah, I mean, and, you know, of course, the radio show sometimes can accommodate for a little bit more time, but today we are packed. So 865 is next, and then 310. Good morning, 865.
Merry Christmas to you both.
Great
I just Christmas. Wanted to say y'all are beautiful twin flame white beings, and I was just grateful to listen in and hear all the love that y'all share with everyone today and every day.
Thank you so
and
much.
Many blessings.
I know I forgot your name, but you're from West
Great
Virginia.
Smoky Mountain. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just listening in, but I just wanted to thank y'all for listening in and all the love you share with everyone every day and all throughout the year. I know everyone is as grateful as I have been or I am. And that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. And what was your name again, just so we have it
Sky.
On here? Sky, that's right.
Sky Crow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so
well,
much,
thank
Sky.
Thank you, Sky.
And we wish you a happy holiday, too. Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you, hon.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, thank you. Yeah. I remember Sky. She's called us a few times.
Yeah, I love what, you know, West Virginia is beautiful. I've never been there, but.
Well, that's great.
Know,
I
well,
love that statement.
You know, you don't have, you know, I mean, you don't
pictures.
Have, I've never been there, but I know it's a beautiful state from books and pictures.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And the history there and everything, you know.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, so many parts of our country are beautiful, but. West Virginia has some very beautiful sections that I've seen, you know, in films and things like that.
Of course. Well, hopefully we'll get to go somewhere soon. I don't know about that, but it would be nice. Maybe when we get done with this book here. 310.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Hello. I've called before.
Okay.
And happy to be here, and thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mindy, what's your birth date, please?
It's 4/5/56.
4/5/56. And 19, you're 30 equals 3. And you're calling from California, obviously.
Yes.
Hey, what's your question?
Well, my question has to do with business, and I've started a business. I launched a business, and it's slow but steady, and any kind of insight would be awesome in regards to the success and the movement of it.
Well, you got to hang in there, Mindy, because when you're 60, it really takes off. So you got to nurture and baby this business. You just started it recently. It's slow but steady. So you nurture it through its elements. When you in April of 2016, it's really going to it's going to be take off. But it will ultimately grow a little bit between now and then. It will have it's like a child, you know. It's like
yes.
a baby. Why am I getting
Go
ahead and say what you're going to say first.
My product is a baby product.
Oh, it's baby, yeah. So I'm
so
baby product, and I'm using these analogies of babies because I'm absorbing the energy.
Right.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And I was going to say, why do I see two babies beneath you? So,
yes.
You have two kids, or?
I have a child. I have a wonderful young adult woman child, but my products are one is for babies and one is for puppies.
Oh, so I was saying two babies beneath you, and that so it's babies and puppies.
That
and,
is correct.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be great. And I'm going to put out a blessing.
Neil. Thank you.
That an angel will, I'm going to, you know, these angels, there's billions of them out there. So
billions?
Billions and billions. Like, like I thought, sound like Carl Sagan. There's billions and billions of angels. You know, there's one out. These angels kind of line up when I do readings, and they kind of go, what do you, you know, hey, we're here. You're helping people. What can we do to help? And I'm going to put an angel around your business and bless it.
Thank you.
And we're going to see some good results.
Neil, thank you so much. As I'm an entrepreneur, I have to find the way to keep going, and my company is so young, so there's no operating capital for me to draw a salary, so I still have to work. And I'm working here in L.A., but I have an opportunity to find work in the U.K. So before all of this starts to really get tone in the market, do you think that I relocate or I still keep chugging along here in the States before I go on over there?
Well, try to keep a little bit more in the States. That's my intuitive thought.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get more in there in the States. And then if you want, you can move over. But I'm still inclined to say don't move. Don't make any sudden moves yet. And I don't know. It's just a feeling I've got. So that would be a recommendation. But we're going to put out that there's going to be capital and it's going to be a great situation
Beautiful.
For you. So just hang in
Thank
there.
You.
Don't give up.
Thank you so much, Neil. Thank you. Have a happy holiday, and thank you for all the good service that you do. Take care now.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, we're out of callers.
Oh, we're out of callers.
We are out of callers. So,
that's it.
That's it for our show.
Okay, so we're going to end a little
ringing.
Bit earlier,
we're
and we got a bell now. Ringing. So we wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. See you Monday. Bye.